they restart their nuclear facility at Yongdong, that is in direct violation of their international obligations. So that in itself would be a breach of international standard requirement. It would be a provocative act.
What do you make of Kim Jong-un? A lot of people asking that question, including John Kerry, the Secretary of State. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you and yours are doing well as we swing further into the beginning of April. Hard to believe. Where did the first couple months of the year go? Finally, I think spring is pretty close. Officially, we have spring, but it seems like winter wanted to linger, just like this nut in North Korea. So General Thurman, also in agreement with John Kerry, he's the top U.S. commander in South Korea, says that his 2 years on the job, he never had seen things as tense as they are right now on the Korean Peninsula. He described it as volatile and dangerous. Really? Volatile and dangerous. And he emphasized in an interview that I see that the job is, you know, to stop war, prevent it, don't have that happen. But the fear that he has, along with 15 other people deep into this in the Pentagon, is what everybody's calling a miscalculation that causes a chain reaction if provoked enough. So the word that was also used besides miscalculation is kinetic. Kinetic provocation means combat. It's a dangerous, dangerous time. It looks like it's being managed, and there is calm among the Americans. You think of how many troops that we have based in South Korea. It's kind of one of those, I hate to say it, out of sight, out of mind, but 28,500 to be exact. That's how many. The DMZ, that's where they are. You got where you're squaring off South Korea and North Korea, steps, I mean, literally steps from one another. So is this just tough talk nonsense from Kim Jong-un, or what is it? Is he playing up his importance internationally because he's getting a lot of headlines, and he's a video game freak, and so he certainly is all over this. He knows what people are saying. Is he trying to intimidate South Korea? And why should you care? Because of the number of American forces that I mentioned. Your taxpayer dollars at work. You are part of this. We are all part of this because our pennies are there on the line. 28,500 American military forces. We're there. We're in the middle of this big time. So what are the true intentions? That's what coffee does to you. Is he reckless? Is it just rhetoric? Is he provoking? Or is he restarting the nuclear reactor? Is he looking to produce additional plutonium for nuclear weapons? Lots of ifs hanging around. A lot of ifs, but big ones. And if South Korea has to defend, they're ready to defend. Is it going to be a rapid escalation? Is there going to be a conflict? The job is to prevent war. I go back to what Thurman said. The job is to prevent war. We don't want this war. We don't want this war with North Korea. But it could happen. Shockingly, we're just that close. We're just that close to possibly, with North Korea saying it's in a state of war with South Korea, we're that close to possibly some real aggression here, more than tension and rhetoric and all that kind of stuff. Seems routine, doesn't it? Every couple of years, North Korea rises up, just like the father, Kim Jong-il. But he's three times the father with the things that he's done and the things that he's saying. And I think he has a reckless streak. And there is a chance of a miscalculation. A miscalculation. You know, it wasn't too long ago that Congressman Ron Paul, who's running for president, said we should pull troops out, including along Korea. Think we should still pull those troops out after this? let's say this dies down. Well, of course, what North Korea would do is obviously march into South Korea. So I guess I'm answering my own question. There's no way we're going to do it. We're stuck. We're stuck in a parallel universe. It's like when Fringe had a parallel universe. We're stuck. We're right there at the DMZ, and I don't think we're ever leaving. I don't think we are. Is that a mistake? Think of the money invested into this, and now look at what's happening with North Korea. As always, this isn't a one-man show. You get to participate. This is about you and the conversation. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Is that a war, if it were a conflict, that you would want your son or daughter to be involved in? We just went through Iraq, Afghanistan, the pullouts happening in 2014. Would you say, yeah, I say go for it. If you're going to sign up, I want you involved. North Koreans are chanting death to U.S. That's what the soldiers are yelling in the streets. All right, speaking of death, the National Rifle Association floated the idea a few months ago about arming people, staffers, teachers, principals in schools to prevent another horrible, horrible Sandy Hook nightmare that ripped our hearts out. That idea is becoming appealing to some states. On Tuesday, the NRA released a report that included a model program on how to train and arm school people to respond in the event of an active shooter. What do they have to do? What do you do? It's one thing to shoot at targets, to go through a class. It's another to be in the situation. So you have a California Senate leader saying, geez, what's next? Armed guards at Starbucks and Little League games? Polling shows Americans are open to armed guards or staffers, and some people on the Hill and school leaders are moving forward. I'm open to it. I'm open to the guard. I think the guard at the school is wise, and already many schools have it anyway. Not every school. There are thousands and thousands of schools. And should they be allowed to hire additional security of personnel person? Of course. Will they? That's the question. I think the school hiring their own security is good, or if they want staff members. But how many staff members jump at that? And then what somebody else would say is, ooh, inexperienced. They go through a course, and they're going to be bringing guns into school, how safe is that? I think you want to throw up as many roadblocks, hurdles, problems in front of any kind of armed person coming into a building that you can possibly get. Let the kids have their oasis of calm, and if it takes that, then you have that. And you have a guard. Not everybody's on board. Republican Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey says, if you put guards among students, you risk turning school buildings into armed camp for kids. Oh, I don't like the way he puts that. You want to throw in your two? You can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America Tonight, then you know we were talking about this provocation of North Korea. And North Korean ballistic missile threats have the range to potentially hit the United States. They haven't demonstrated that. We don't know the full capacity. We don't know that. They can launch an intercontinental ballistic missile as far as delivering it, but how far does it get? Some are saying Alaska. I'm not so sure. Maybe hits the West Coast somewhere, not deeper than that. So our Navy moved ahead. The guided missile destroyer, the USS John McCain, off the waters of South Korea, and the ship carries the SM-3 missiles that could shoot down a North Korean ballistic missile. And then the destroyer was thrown in, the Decatur, to stay in the Pacific area. So go figure. It's your money and my money. Is it worth what's happening now? And, of course, the other thing that I mentioned at the top is guns in school. More states are being serious about that. Don't look for that in New Jersey. Chris Christie shot it down, so to speak, because he says it'd be like an armed camp for kids that I mentioned. He doesn't think it's positive. We got to figure out some other kind of safety means. He doesn't like it. He's not backing it up. But there are others who are backing it up. In Florida, it looks like a real possibility. In Arizona, and there are other states that are saying, yeah, they're willing to go this way because they don't want to take the chance. They don't want to end up scratching their heads and saying, I cannot believe this happened. I can't stand it. I can't believe it. And it truly, what happened in Newtown is beyond words. At this point, I really feel for the parents. I just can't even imagine that overwhelming grief that they feel. So is the answer get somebody there with a gun, an armed guard who knows exactly what they're doing, right? Chet in New York, you have the floor. Thanks for the call.
Hi, how are you doing, Kate?
Good, man. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Name's Chet, up here in New York. Yeah, got a lot of gun control action going on up here with Nero Cuomo and a little tough. I was just calling because it's a first-time listener and a first-time caller, so excuse me if I make a few missteps. Pray I don't, but it seems like you want to get, you know, the whole world on course, as I do, in normalcy, like with the chaos in North Korea.
Yeah.
In my opinion, humbly, I don't think they have the capabilities. I think it's another, what you would call, false flag psyops, you know. So, you know, I'm a conspiracy guy, and, you know, I believe the New World Order has their little tinkering octopus tentacles and all sorts of stuff we hear here and there. But to hear your voice is very refreshing in the sense of, you know, normalcy, trying to get it back. Okay, now what do you do with the armed guards in school?
Well, yeah, do you, what do you say? Do you go for an armed guard? Do you think that's, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I do too. Yes, I do. And for the fact that I've always been an advocate of just freedom in the sense of I grew up in an inner city up here in the Northeast. You know, it was kind of a rough neighborhood, but there was not the chaos going on that's going on today. So, you know, that's a lot of rhetoric that the mangled media passes along to people, and they believe it, which is sad, but it wasn't that way. What they've done, in my opinion, is conducted a global experiment, and it's working very well to get people in an angry mode, false flag it, you know, because a lot of this stuff is definitely psyops. It's just no way these young guys, I've handled firearms. They can't go in there and shoot like they do unless you're highly trained. So to me, that's very bogus, sad excuse from a sad leadership. So shows like yours, and I know I'm starting to ramble on, but shows like yours, man, they do make a big impact on a small scale from our standpoint where we are as of yet. But with the New World Order and this scenario, because I've been watching this, I'm a 56-year-old man, for probably well over 35 years, and it is escalating, but the thing is, we're backing them up because of people like yourself that have insight, knowledge, you're intelligent, you get points across, and they can't defeat the truth. Am I making a...
Yeah. I know what you're saying. No. I know what you're saying. Trust me, there are definitely things that there are definitely things that the American people, that many of the people listening to the show have no idea that are going on as far as even the drones are concerned. There are areas that are set up, if you want to call it a giant bunker in Colorado, even though that information is out there, and if you dig, you can find it. And
yeah,
so there
no,
are.
I call it one of the, I don't mean, because, no, you need on that, Kate, the underground hellhole, the molehole they're building.
Yeah.
I call it the technological illusion that people are being geist into with all the technology, even though we're using it,
right,
which is a grand thing, because the counterbalance of, you know, good versus evil, et cetera.
Yeah.
They thought the internet was just going to be, you know, their way in to get us out. Backfired, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah, well, the internet, it's interesting you talk about the internet.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about the internet. Chet, thanks. Thanks for the call. The internet, that's why I call it the Wild West. There's really actually a push, as he would probably say, to have it regulated. So, in other words, the open portal, I'll call it the open portal that it is now, there is a push to censor it, as you all know, and to even charge and to have controls on the internet and to go through more on the internet. I mean, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm certainly not naive, and we know that there are plenty of things that we have no idea of, the maneuvering behind the scenes. And there is something to globalization versus what, as I brought up Ron Paul before, what Ron Paul would say, why are we involved in all these things? It's because we are knee-deep in it economically. with the money that we've invested offshore and with the with some of the things that we don't even know that are just slowly kind of coming to light. That's why I would say Chet and anybody else with a voice, the good thing is it's power to the people, man. So whatever your beliefs are, the more that people are diligent and paying attention and caring about who we elect and what's being said and fighting for that freedom to keep all the lanes open, to not have black boxes in cars, which is crazy, I think, and some of the other things that are being proposed, you got to do that, because the more diligent people are, the less the regulations will easily go through. And we've already seen that. We've seen that work when people complain. It's like the Saudis were so close to buying two of our major ports, if you remember, probably 6 years ago, L.A. was one of them. And suddenly that became more of a story, maybe not a mainstream story, but enough that people complained and the Saudis went away. They didn't want to touch it then after that. And thank goodness, because I think that would have been a nightmare in Los Angeles. And then they also were going to get involved in New York. They might have actually had a deal for New York, and then they backed away from that one, too, as well. A couple of sidebar things coming up here on America Tonight. We're going to dance in a completely different direction, in a sense, talking about an aspect of Obamacare. Talking about Medicaid and Medicare specifically, some people so up in arms about what's going on with the implementation of the health exchanges, which aren't happening now really until 2015, even though we have these IRS agents that are hired to go after people who aren't going to pay the insurance. But be that as it may, the Obamacare is being rolled out completely in 2015. So wait till you hear our next guest and what he has to say about something that is particularly interesting to people who are older in this country and are facing their own financial shortages.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. voting. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Now, this is something that affects so many people listening to America Tonight, and certainly their family. In the wings, Dr. David Hochberg, who's a senior fellow for healthcare policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research. And get ready for this, folks, but he is actually applauding the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the decision on the Medicare Advantage today, a big, big, big decision, because they're dropping the 2.3% cut in Medicare Advantage plans. They're replacing it with a 3.3% increase. Because remember, we talked about this whole cuts thing and all that we were dealing with Obamacare. So he says thumbs up, and Dr. Hochberg, I'm going to let you tell the listening audience, I mean, really, you could have blew me over with a feather when I started to hear stuff like that. Why? I mean, so this is one thing of so many decisions that weren't good that you agree with. Why is this, why do you agree with this?
Well, I tell you, I sometimes have to slap myself to make sure I'm awake when I find myself actually agreeing with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. But basically, look, Medicare Advantage is a program under which seniors can get their Medicare benefits through a private insurer. And it tends to serve disproportionately minorities and lower-income seniors. And one of the reasons is that Medicare Advantage covers a lot of the cost-sharing and other benefits that traditional Medicare doesn't cover. You know, if you're a somewhat, you know, better-off senior, you're more likely to purchase what's known as a private Medigap plan, which covers the cost-sharing and so forth. But if you're a lower-income senior, that type of plan, you know, Medigap may be beyond your means, and Medicare Advantage, you know, covers a lot of that. What Obamacare has done, and what Democrats and really a lot of groups on the left really have not liked Medicare Advantage, because it, you know, it is sort of a private option to a certain extent. And they've been trying to cut it. Obamacare makes explicit cuts in Medicare Advantage. Part of those cuts are supposed to go to help fund the tax credits for the Obamacare exchange, and that's a whole other can of worms I won't get into here. But what the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services initially had wanted to do for going into 2014 was to add on an additional cut in addition to the ones that Obamacare is going to impose. And they were going to do that basically by with the formula that CMS uses each year to determine whether or not Medicare Advantage is going to get an increase or a cut. And basically the way they did it is they decided, well, in 2014 there is this scheduled cut in doctor's fees under Medicare, and you know what Medicare is going to spend is part of the formula for determining how much Medicare Advantage is going to get cut or increased by. It gets a little complicated, but let me just to simplify it a little bit, these doc cuts, which you know come along every so often, and Congress always suspends them. CMS was going to use that to justify this extra 2.3% cut. And, you know, not only did Republicans complain, even a lot of Democrats complained about it. In fact, the entire Massachusetts delegation sent a letter to CMS saying they were worried about these extra cuts, that it would fall heavily on their seniors, and for good reason, because Massachusetts has somewhere around 36% of their Medicare recipients are on Medicare Advantage. So basically CMS kind of took the advice of Congress when they said, you know, look, we always suspend these cuts. And so they decided basically they weren't going to add in that extra 2.3% cut. They did away with the assumption about the doctor's cuts and then, you know, came up with a 3.3% increase. So, you know, the Medicare Advantage cuts are for 2014 are not going to be as bad as they are otherwise, and I think that will help a lot of lower income seniors.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That'll help that age bracket certainly. But will it also keep some of the doctors from bailing? Because you know, there's so many other things that are starting to kick in with Obamacare that are sending people running for the hills and boats and anything else just to retire if they can. Will more doctors hang in? Because that was part of the problem.
Yeah, boy, that's a good question, and I don't really know the answer to that. If you look at the cuts are not as severe as they otherwise would have been, it's probably reasonable to say to suggest that more doctors will stick at least with Medicare Advantage plans than they otherwise would have. Again, it's going to depend to a large degree on how the Medicare Advantage plans react to the coming Obamacare cuts. Do they try to squeeze the doctors a little bit? Well, if they do that, then you'll see doctors, you know, drop out. And you're already seeing, this is in fact, I think what we discussed the last time I was on the program, you know, doctors already leaving, more doctors leaving the traditional Medicare program. You know, that's just a growing problem. And, you know, hopefully at this point, doctors will not abandon Medicare Advantage, and certainly the, you know, not cutting it as much as CMS wanted to will help in that regard.
Yeah, the other thing is, and I mean, it's worth touching on because on this show, people went ballistic. I think I got 50 emails on it, no kidding, about the health exchanges. And you briefly said that, oh, we won't get into that. But that's huge. That is unbelievable that that's happening because, I mean, even the most liberal people I know that have companies are furious because they thought, hey, this is nice. This is going to work. Now they have one option, no option, basically. One option. That's it for their employees.
Yeah, I think my guess is you're referring to the SHOP plan.
Yes.
Yeah, the Small Business Health Options Program, which was supposed to be this program, I believe, where small businesses were going to put money on the exchange for their employees, and their employees were going to have the option to use some of that money to choose their own plan instead of just a small business having to buy one plan for, you know, all of its employees. Basically, this really gets back to the whole question of whether or not the exchanges are going to be ready on time. And there's just been all sorts of stuff written about that. And, a few weeks ago, federal government, Health and Human Services, basically said the SHOP program is not going to be ready for the exchanges by this October. It will be ready for they claim will be ready for the 2015 insurance year. It was kind of, one of the first sort of real tangible, you might say tangible evidence that we've got that these exchanges are, may not be ready by October, or what we get will be, as one, HHS official kind of said, well, I'm just hoping that it's a little bit better than a third world effort. So you hope that this is not, this will be the last thing that that HHS says is, the exchange will not be ready. The last thing that you see of this sort of worrisome sign, but I fear that it won't be.
Do you think that you're constantly hear, the possibility of repeal? Really, do you think there's a realistic chance of the repeal with so many people up in arms about different things relating to Obamacare?
Well, there's no. It depends. I mean, there's certainly no chance of repeal, with the current president. He's, committed to this as anybody else in D.C. And he has the veto pen. I don't think a repeal really is out of the question. Simply because I've come to increasingly to the belief that this thing is going to implode. I mean, there's loads of things just with the exchanges. One, whether or not they're going to be ready, whether or not they're going to be feasible, the possible huge increases in insurance rates in the individual market and the exchanges, all sorts of other problems, whether or not all these Medicare cuts will ever come to fruition. You're already beginning to see, the Senate recently took an overwhelming vote to get rid of the medical device tax. A lot of Democrats went along with that. So I think as this thing really, really starts to take full effect, and I think some very serious parts of it don't work, there is going to be a big push. There may very well be a big push to get rid of it. And it wouldn't be, just to let you know, it wouldn't be the first time that a serious piece of entitlement legislation was repealed. Actually, there was the late 80s, Congress passed this thing called the Medicare Catastrophic Coverage Act, which covered a lot of things that Medicare didn't cover, and in fact now doesn't cover because they repealed it. It did include a prescription drug benefit, Part D, that we passed about 10 years ago, was in fact not the first drug benefit in Medicare. But the problem was it raised taxes on seniors to pay for it, and the seniors really didn't care too much for the benefits, and they certainly hated the taxes, and they just rebelled. In fact, there's this one, you can go on YouTube and type in the name Dan Rostenkowski, the old Chicago politician who at the time was head of the Ways and Means Committee in Congress. And one of the very first videos that will pop up on YouTube will be where he's basically surrounded by a crowd of angry seniors at a sort of town hall meeting who want to tell him that they don't like this legislation. He ignores them, gets in his car, and then they surround his car so that he can't go anywhere. the outrage from seniors was so overwhelming that this thing was repealed a year later. This is hardly impossible. And if this thing goes as badly as I'm really beginning to believe that it will go, you're just going to see all sorts of different sectors of our society unhappy with it. Pressure on Congress will grow, and I suspect that this will become an election issue in 2014 and 2016, and to do something about this. And if that happens, repeal it is very possible.
Yeah. David Hochberg, or Hochberg rather, Senior Fellow for Healthcare Policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks, as always, for joining us on the air.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What spring is like on Jupiter, Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
And here's what we're counting right now. Sadly, the fact that you've got a priest confessing in a meth case, I guess they're human too, right? As we have found out too often. But Kevin Wallen, a 61-year-old former pastor of St. Augustine Parish in Bridgeport, Connecticut, arrested on January 3rd, accused of receiving shipments of crystal meth from a California distributor and selling drugs to an undercover officer six times. He did it between September 2012 and January 2013. He had an addiction. He sold the drug out of his apartment. He sold drugs from the parking lot of Land of Oz in Northern Haven. And he pled guilty Tuesday to selling 1.7 kilograms of meth. So how about that? Shocked a lot of parishioners, I think, the fact that you had this Monsignor that so many people loved, and they had no idea that he had a meth addiction. Now, we make a big deal about oldest, youngest, tallest, shortest, all that kind of stuff. It is pretty fascinating that people are living deep into 100-plus. America's oldest person, Elsie Thompson, died at the age of 113. Wow. And you know what's crazy? You look at pictures of this woman, and she looks pretty darn good, I'm telling you, really. She was from Clearwater, Florida, and she held the Guinness title as the oldest living person in the U.S. She died peacefully March 21st at her home, as I mentioned, in Florida. Family, friends said she was a really vibrant person who loved life and was the life of the party. 113. And she could still get around. She was still getting around. And lots of people came out to see her. And it's crazy if you think, can you meet somebody in the 1800s anymore? Have you ever met anyone in the 1800s? And I would have to say, I have not. Perhaps you have, but it's still pretty amazing. It's amazing that that she lasted to 113 and just died peacefully. Everybody remembers Jessica Lynch. It's interesting as we wrap up Afghanistan, and we just actually clicked over in the calendar on March 19th, the 10-year anniversary, if you will, of the invasion of Iraq. And Jessica Lynch is now quoted as saying that Iraq still haunts her dreams. You remember, she was that dramatic rescue. She was a prisoner of war, and it made huge headlines. There was lots of conspiracies as to what really happened with Jessica Lynch, but there's no doubt she was all of a sudden a media darling, and the story about her just made her just famous beyond all words. She's now 29, and she was a household name, as I said, in 2003 when she was the first POW to be rescued since the Vietnam War. The Army private and her 507th maintenance company, remember, were ambushed only a few days into it. And she was captured and held by an Iraqi soldier at a hospital. And then she was rescued by special forces. Now, it's interesting, 10 years later, she's a mother, teacher, and motivational speaker in her hometown of Charleston, West Virginia. Charleston, West Virginia. Let's take a few more numbers, because that's what We Can Count is all about, looking at the numbers. And one of the numbers is this one. Guns in schools, that conversation is one that keeps getting flushed out around the country. I'm a Second Amendment person. Hey, I think we have the freedoms and the rights to have guns. Are guns safe in schools? Well, who's using the guns? How much do they understand the, you know, how well are the, how good are they at, let's say, marksmanship, that kind of stuff, and live targets? You know, are we talking about teachers who have never had any time with a gun, or teachers who are people who are understand guns and gun safety and all that sort of stuff? So here's the scoop. There are now all of a sudden a lot of cities that are jumping on the idea of having either a teacher armed or having more than one teacher armed, having an armed guard at the school. So the laws depend on where we're talking about. But one of the bills is this one. The Florida House Education Subcommittee approved a bill at the end of March that would arm employees by allowing the principals or district superintendents to select the people to be exempted from that prohibition of carrying firearms on school property. So Tennessee school districts would be allowed to hire additional security people or arm a staff member under new legislation. And that's just a couple of different examples of what's happening with the guns in schools thing. Is a question a lot of folks are asking. And some agree with what Tennessee is saying. As long as you have the 8-hour class and you have some sort of safety training, that it works. It works if you go through the rigmarole of that. Now, in looking at polls, the new polls suggest that Americans are open to armed guards by, 60%. There's your number. 60% is pretty high, talking about, yes, giving the green light to staffers and others to go ahead and carry a gun. How about that? The strange story of the Buck Wild star. Did you hear that? Have you ever seen Buck Wild? Probably only a handful of you have. But Shane Gandy, who was on this MTV reality show, and two others in a truck he was riding, died of carbon monoxide poisoning in West Virginia. Gandy, who's just 21, his uncle and friend were found in an 84 Ford Bronco that was partially submerged in deep mud with the exhaust pipe completely covered. He was in the driver's seat, and it's a sad thing. It looked like the group was reported missing over the weekend, and they were last seen at, 3 a.m. They were going four-wheeling. And that was it. They must have hit that patch, obviously, with the mud. And who knows how it all went down, surprising a few people. Because Buck Wild was kind of popular on MTV. And, he was an up-and-comer as far as reality television is concerned. And just 21 years old. Wow. 21, and he wasn't the only one, as I mentioned, in that in that same predicament. This is a huge story. The Michael Jackson wrongful death trial happening. Think of that doctor who we've been talking about him forever. Michael Jackson passed away 4 years ago, but the legal trials around his life are still going on. His mother, Catherine, is suing AEG Live, the company charged with handling the final tour. Jackson died while rehearsing for that tour. This is it. She claims the tour promoters were more concerned with their bottom line than ensuring he was healthy enough to go on stage. Conrad Murray, who served as Jackson's personal physician, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in Jackson's death in 2009. The trial is coming down to, did AEG have sufficient control over Murray to encourage him to treat Michael Jackson in an improper way? Wow, since 2009 we're talking about. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.